Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
James Brown Jr. We do continue live from Hopperwoods, Michigan, each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. As I always let my listeners know, especially for those that have dialed in and are listening in for the first time, please get your Bibles, your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with this awesome man of God and none other than Overseer Joseph E. Jackson out of Washington, D.C. will be delivering God's word again on tonight. So I pray that you all have your Bibles, your pens, and paper ready so that you can be able to follow along. Remember what God's word says. He says in his word that my people perish because of the lack of knowledge. And we don't ever want anyone to ever think that we're making up things as we go. That's why it's important to have your own Bible to read it for yourself. So we're going to get ready to go into prayer right now. So I'm asking all listeners, if you would please keep all the people on the eastern shorelines, especially those people down in Florida, all over Florida, the people of Puerto Rico that are experiencing all these hurricanes and devastating floods, even those that are dealing with the wildfires on the West Coast. We asking that everyone would touch and agree and keep all of these people in your prayers, because God is still in control. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come as your children, thanking you for who and all that you are, thanking you for this another day that you have made, thanking you, Heavenly Father, that you are the great I am, you are the Most High God, and besides you there is none other. We come now in the name of Jesus, asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, from the oldest to the youngest on both sides of my entire family, Overseer Joseph E. Jackson and his entire family, and every believer that's saved in Jesus' name all over the land. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Heavenly Father, we come now thanking you for your grace and your mercy, even your sufficient grace that you extend to each one of us. Although we know we don't deserve it, we can't earn it. We thank you for your grace, your mercy, and sufficient grace. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we now come touching and agreeing and asking that you would move by your Spirit. Touch all those that have been affected all over Florida and all over Puerto Rico due to our hurricanes and the rain, and all those that are dealing with wildfires that are still going on. All those people that are experiencing different things across the region are really not used to, but we know that you are in control, and we think that you are in control, and that you will never leave us nor forsake us. And we know that you are our promise keeper. You are still watching over your word to perform it in the lives of your people for your glory in the name of Jesus. We pray now, Lord, and lift up all those that are bereaved on tonight. You know who they are. All those that are sick and afflicted, we don't have to send you anywhere because we know that you're already there. So touch, heal, and deliver as only you can in the name of Jesus. Comfort and strengthen those that have bereaved them tonight. Let your peace, joy, your strength, your presence, even as they grieve and go through the hour of bereavement. Heavenly Father, we ask that you will move by your Spirit on tonight over the airways as your man of God, Overseer Joseph E. Jackson, get ready to deliver another word from you on tonight, that your word will be received and loved on tonight. Our voice is going to accomplish everything that you have set out for it to do. We can continue to live above those incarcerated prison bars, those that are not saved in his name, all over the land. We pray the Lord that you will move by your Spirit as they hear your word on tonight. They will receive your word and open their own mouth, confess their sins, and ask Jesus Christ, your Son, to come into their hearts and save them even on tonight and fulfill their own individual God purpose in the earth for your glory is our prayer in the name of Jesus. And also, Heavenly Father, we pray and lift up all of those that faithfully dials in to this worldwide ministry platform, all those that tuned in through social media platforms around the world, continue to bless them all and grant them all of the desires of their hearts that will give you glory, honor, and praise. This we ask in the name of Jesus, the Son. Amen. Well, tonight we have another spiritual food for thought, as we always do. And it comes to us saying, God don't have to do anything against you. All he has to do is nothing for you. Now, that's deep and that's powerful. And I'm going to say it again because someone needs to realize this. Again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. God don't have to do anything against you. All he has to do is nothing for you. Please remember that I do welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Also, please take note, I do not own the copyrights to any music or song played on this worldwide ministry platform. I don't have any announcements for tonight, so we're going to get ready to go to our music break, and we're going to come back and we're going to get ready to turn this mic over to none other than my guest on tonight, once again, Overseer Joseph E. Jackson out of Washington, D.C., who is standing by to deliver another word from the Lord to all of us on tonight. So I pray once again that you have your Bibles, your pens, and paper ready to follow along. Because of what we are hearing and seeing in the news, because we know that God is a promise keeper, and we know that he is still in control no matter what it looks like, no matter what we are going through, no matter how we feel, we know that God is still in control. So that's why we're going to continue to ask the Lord to cover us in the blood of Jesus. That's why we're praying once again on tonight, cover me in joy.
Cover me, Lord, with thy spirit. Oh, come. over me, Lord, with thyself. Cover me, Lord, with thy presence. With thy breath, cover me, Lord, with thy spirit. Cover me with thy presence. Hey, oh. Oh, cover me. If you cover me, I'll be protected. If you cover me, I'll be shielded. Oh, cover me. I don't want to be exposed anymore. Cover me. Oh, cover me. Under shadow of the Almighty, I need to be covered today. Oh, cover me. Oh, with hallelujah. My soul says yes. Yes. Come on, lift your voice and say it. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Somebody open your mouth and begin to bless the name of the Lord. It's here. Come on, bless him. Come on, bless him.
Yes, yes, yes. It's a good thing to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior and soon coming King. Well, once again, I'm so excited to have none other than
You want me to go ahead now?
Yes.
Certainly honor God tonight, and we praise him for his goodness, his mercy, and his kindness. We bless him for all that he's done. We just thank him for what he's doing in our lives. We just bless him. Tonight, before we go in to the word, I just want to, I know you've already prayed, but sometimes I remember a song that the late LaShawn Pace sang. And the words of the song said, "Before I let the devil win, I'm going back to pray again."
I know that's right.
So that's what we're going to do. There's a storm. We used to sing a song. There's a storm out on the ocean, and it's moving this old way. And if your soul's not anchored in Jesus, you'll surely slip away. There's a storm that's already hitting the country. And I looked at the things that I saw today, and my heart bled for those in the South, in Florida, where they've lost everything. Can you imagine one day you've got everything that you had worked for, and the next minute it's all gone? And in one area, they said that there was nothing to start over with. And I said to God, you've got to move on those people's behalf. And so I'm saying to you today, have mercy in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, we praise, and we magnify, and we glorify your name. But there's a problem, God, that we need you to move on right now. The elements have gone crazy, but I remember one time you stood on a ship, and Peter came to you and said, "Carest thou not that we perish?" And he woke you up, Father, and you went to the ship and stood there as the wind blew, as the storm raged, and as the thunder cracked and rolled, God, as the lightning flashed. You said, "Peace, be still." And the Bible said every glory that God came to a calm. I'm asking you to do the same thing tonight in Florida. Speak peace. Speak peace now in the name of Jesus. Speak peace. And be with those dealing with that situation. Speak peace in the name of Jesus. Only you can move now, God. Only you can do something. Only you can turn things around. And we need you to do what needs to be done. We look to you now, the author and the finisher of the faith. Touch now in the name of Jesus. Encourage the hearts of those that have been just devastated. Help them. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you right now. Even our governmental assistance, we ask, oh God, that the money be there to help not only the people in Florida but in Puerto Rico. They always seemingly mess up on Puerto Rico, but oh God, touch now in the name of Jesus. And do for those that have no electricity, people that have no phone service, people that have no water. God, now move in the name of Jesus. Turn it around. You did it for the Israelis in the desert. You can do it for them. Help us, God, in Jesus' name. We pray and we thank you. Amen and amen. Sometimes you just got to get concerned about other people other than yourself.
Amen.
And you've got to learn how to carry other folks in prayer, because folks are in desperate need now. And if you know how to get to the throne of grace and you can get the ear of God, Bartimaeus got God's ear. When everybody told him to be quiet, he kept hollering out until he got the ear of God, and Jesus stopped cold and said, "Go get him." Some of y'all need to start calling on him so he can say to you, "Come on, talk to me. Tell me what you want." And he'll move on our behalf. That's all I needed to say tonight. I've already preached, whether you know it or not. That's glory. Hallelujah for somebody that needed to hear that. I just want to tell God thank you. I understand more than ever now as I grow older what those old songs that we used to sing in church mean now. Because they have more meaning now than they did when I was a kid. Why? Because I've got life experience to back it up.
Yes, Lord.
Heard the old saying sing, "When you call on Jesus, he will answer prayer." I know that's real. Because this week, hell broke loose. And I came to a place where I had become super depressed because of everything that was happening. But I got in my living room. And I sat down in a quiet place, and I said, "God, we need to talk." And as I began to talk to him, I thought about that old song that said, "I come to the garden alone while the dew is still on the roses, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me that I'm his own." And I sat there, and I talked to him about the situation, I want you to know everything I talked about on Tuesday, God worked out today. Glory to God. Everything that I needed, God made a way for me to get today. I just want to tell you thank you. Know what the old saints meant when they said, if I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't tell him thank you enough. Oh, he's been good to me. And when he's been good to you, you ought to have a testimony. That's where we're going. Have a real testimony. We're going to talk about the purpose of a scar. The purpose of a scar. Scarred for a reason. Scarred. You got some scars for a reason. You got to know why. We're going to tell you about that tonight. Out of the book of St. John, the 20th chapter, I'm going to read a few verses and explain a few things and hopefully be a blessing to somebody tonight. Now Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, we have seen the Lord. But Simon, or rather, Thomas said to them, unless, I hear what you're saying, but he said, but unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails and place my finger into the mark of the nails and place my hand into his side, I will not or never believe. I don't care what y'all say. I know Jesus turned around and said that he was going to rise again, but he's dead. We saw them kill him. We saw them put him in the tomb, and we ran for our lives. I don't care what you say. He's dead. The Bible said 8 days later, his disciples were inside again. Notice what's happening now. He's inside. The door is locked. They locked the door because they were scared that the Roman soldiers were coming to look for them. So they locked the door so nobody could get in. And Thomas, the Bible said, was with them. And although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, peace be with you. Thomas, he said to Thomas, come here, boy. Put your fingers here and see my hand. And put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe. Thomas answered him, my Lord and my God. But Jesus said to him, have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed or happy are those who have not seen. Thomas, you believe because you saw me. But I want you to know that there will be those that are coming after you that will be happy. That word blessed means happy. They will be happy to know that I'm real, even though they have not seen me. And so tonight I want to talk about purpose of a scar, or scarred for a reason. I was talking to somebody the other day, and they came to me and they said, Elder, why is it that we go through so much? They told me that when I came to Christ, everything would be hunky-dory. We wouldn't have no trials. I said, they lied to you. They didn't mean to, but they lied to you. Because they told the same thing to me, but as I went through my Christian experience and I learned to read the Word, I found that they didn't know. That they meant well, but they just didn't know. Just like years ago, they used to tell me that we couldn't play marbles, M-A-R-B-L-E-S, because the Bible said Marvel not, M-A-R-V-E-L. They didn't know there was a difference between M-A-R-V-E-L and M-A-R-B-L-E. Marvel was M-A-R-B-L-E, was the little thing that you had in your hands, and you plucked it, and you pushed it against the other marbles. But M-A-R-V-E-L means you need to think about something. That's why the Bible said, marvel not. Not marvel not, but they meant well, but they just didn't teach you right. And so we find a situation here where what you need to understand is Job told us, he said, man that's born of a woman is a few days, and those few days are going to be full of trouble. Job told us that. Told us you're going to have some heartaches, because you got to understand that heartaches will work patience, and patience will bring about a sense of trust. How are you going to trust God when you can't trace him? You got to learn how to do that. Sometimes you can't trace the hand of God, but you got to learn how to trust him when you can't trace him. And your scars. Having a scar means you're marked. You have a mark on your skin. It means that at some point you broke the skin, and the healing process began. And as it began, it left a scar on you, so that it reminded you of what you went through. And so sometimes you got to understand that the things you went through in life were going to prepare you for the issues you're going to have to deal with.
Oh, yes, sir.
Ask the question, why did I have to go through that? Because God was trying to teach you a lesson. Why did I have to deal with this situation? Because God was preparing you. Like the song said, he's preparing me to go to places and do things that I didn't know that I could do. Why? Because I got a scar. And when I look at the scar, I see how God brought me through one situation. So it prepares me to go through whatever else I have. We used to sing a song years ago. We don't sing it anymore, but I'm going to read the words to it because it means so much. It said, blessed assurance, Jesus. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. I can't even think about what God is getting me to do, because the Bible told us, what did he say? That it hasn't entered into the hearts and the minds and the imagination of men what God has in store for him. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. I'm an heir of salvation. I'm purchased of God. I'm born of his spirit, and I'm washed in his blood. This is my story.
Lord, yes, sir.
Oh, I'm praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song.
Yes, yes.
I'm praising my Savior all the day long. I got a story. Do you?
Yes, Lord. Yes, sir.
My scar lets me know I got a story to tell. That's why I knew that other psalm meant so much to me. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he does for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, thank God for saving me. Why? Because I got the scar to prove that he was there for me. I got a scar. This is my story. I got a story. I got a song in my soul because God did something for me. Can you say that?
Yes, Lord. Oh, yes, sir. Thank you, Jesus.
And you thank him for your scar.
Yes, Lord.
Scars are important, and they keep you reminded that you ain't all you think you are.
Well, watch yourself. You got an eye.
There are some people who think they're great, but I got news for you. Just messed up as you ever have been, except the fact that God did something for you and turned your life around. It amazes me. Sometimes we want people to think that we've been Mr. Goody and Miss Goody all of our lives, but that ain't the case. If it was, we wouldn't be saved. We got some secrets that you definitely don't want nobody to know about.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You must be happy, because God said, I'll take your sin and throw it into the sea. We call it the sea of forgetfulness, and we'll remember it no more. Even though there's some people that want to go scuba diving, I hope you drown looking for what I did. God said he threw it in the sea of forgetfulness to remember it no more. Now, you try to dig it up if you want to, and you'll die in all of that mess. I got a story, and you got one, too. That's why you went through, because God wants to use you to be a blessing to somebody else who's going through the same thing you went through and don't think that they can make it.
Yeah.
Because you went through, the Bible says that the steps of a good man or woman are ordered of God. God is going to let you come into contact with people who've gone through the things that you've gone through. You made it through. And because you made it through, he wants you to tell the story. He wants you to reveal the scar. Show people you got a scar. You ain't who you ain't who they think you are. You got to let them know, baby, before I came to the Lord, there was a history behind me. Every man got a past, but thank God he got a future as well. And I'm grateful that God didn't negate my future because of all of my past.
I know that's right.
You gotta be let people know, oh, there's a past here, baby. I ain't who you think I am, but I am who God has made me to become.
Mm.
You can't hold me hostage to what I did, because if you ask me what I did, I'll ask you like they did in the movie. You can't handle the truth. If I told you what he bought me out of, if I told you what he did for me, if I told you all the things I did, you would look at me and run, because you couldn't take it. That's why I can't tell you everything.
Mm-hmm.
I got some scars. Because I got some scars, I can tell you how to deal with some things. That's why I get upset with some of these women around here now, that when they see these young girls have made a mistake and wound up pregnant, you want to kill them. You want to talk about them. You want to bury them. But I remember the day when, back in my day, when you became pregnant, what you did was you packed up and went down south and stayed with Aunt Susie till the baby was born. And you told everybody that you were going to school, but you really were going back there to have the baby. And you left the baby with Aunt Sally, and Aunt Sally was the child's mother, and they knew you as the aunt. You need to stop that mess. God wants you. Open up your mouth and be real. Yes, sweetheart, I made a mistake. But you ain't got to give yourself to that guy simply because he got some money. You ain't got to sell yourself to him simply because he said he's going to open some doors and some avenues for you. You got to learn how to give that situation to God and let God work it out for you.
Yes, Lord.
How do I know it works? Because he did it for me. Yeah. You didn't know about all the things that I went through. But I went through so that I could tell you. Jesus was wounded for a purpose. When we see the story here that we're talking about, Jesus has some things had taken place prior to his showing up to the disciples. Mary had gone to the garden after he had been killed, and she was going to anoint his body. But when she got there, I said, man, how are you going to anoint somebody and you don't even know how to move? You don't even have the strength to move the stone away from the opening. How are you going by yourself to do it? The Bible said, before she got there, the angel of God showed up and moved the stone. Not to let Jesus out of the grave, but to let them in. Jesus didn't need to move the stone for him to come out, because he showed you that with that glorified body, he could go wherever he wanted. He showed you that even though they had the door shut, he walked into the room. He didn't need you to move away the stone, Mary. I moved it so that when you got there, you could come in and see that I was gone. when you didn't know what happened, two angels came to you and told you, what are you looking for? And you told them, and they said, he rose like he told you he would. And when you turned around, you saw me, and you thought that I was a gardener. And you asked me, where did I put Jesus? And I said, Mary. And when I spoke your name, you knew who I was. Isn't it wonderful to know that when God knows you to the point that he can speak your name?
Yes, Lord.
God knows me. He knows my name. He knows my name. He knows my plight. He knows my circumstance. And he works and he walks and he talks and he deals with me. Mary, go tell the disciples what you've seen. Go tell them. And the Bible says she went running. And when she went running, she walked into the room and she knocked on the door. They opened the door and she said, let me tell you something, boys, I saw Jesus. And they looked at her and said, girl, you out your mind. He dead. She said, no, baby, I just saw him. Come see where he lay. And the Bible says they ran to see and they found that when they got there that his body was gone. But here we come to the story. Where they are in the room. Now, Jesus has already appeared to them one time, but Thomas was not there. Now, Jesus was wounded for a purpose. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was wounded so that we would have a right to the tree of life, but he was wounded to prove to Thomas that he was alive and well. He had to show the wounds to Thomas. Showed up 8 days later when they had another meeting, and the Bible said Jesus walked into the room. And I love what Jesus said. He said, peace. I know you'd be upset if you see me. Peace be still. Peace be upon you. I can imagine what Thomas must have felt like. He turned around and saw Jesus standing there. And Jesus turned around and said to Thomas, come here, son. Disbelieving self. Nobody had to tell me what you said. I heard what you said. Unless you put your fingers in the holes in my hand, unless you touched the spear where the spear went in, you would not believe. Come here, Thomas. Do what you said you had to do. And when he did it, look at what happened. The Bible said Thomas fell on his knees and said, my Lord, you are real. But Jesus said, you had to see to believe. Blessed are they, or happy are they that have never seen and yet believe. We're part of that group. We've never seen him, but we know he exists. We've never met him, but we've had a relationship with him.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And we know he's well. And how do you know that? Because he walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me I'm his own. When I'm in trouble, I can go to him. When I go to the rock and I fall to him and I tell him what my situation is. And like Bartimaeus, I'm hollering out, Jesus, thou son of God, have mercy upon me. And he walks with me and deals with me. Why? Because he showed me his scar. He got a scar. He got a scar that told me that because of the scar, I'm part of the family now. Because of the scar, I'm one of his own. Because of the scar, one day I'm going to hear the trumpet sound. And whether I'm a dead or alive, I'm going to rise up from wherever I am to go meet him in the air. Why? Because I know the scar was there. He was
my
transgression. All of this is simply to say to you, learn how to be open and transparent with people. If you want to win souls, the Bible says he that winneth souls must be wise. People need to know that you're going through something. People need to, and you need to be open with them when you can. God will lead you to the right people to talk to. Now, you can't tell everybody everything. Don't be stupid.
That's right.
You can't tell everything. Now you know why I know? Because Samson ran his mouth too much and got killed. You can't tell everybody everything. Joseph ran his mouth and was thrown in a pit, later sold into slavery, and then thrown in the prison. You can't tell everybody everything. But there are some people whom the Lord will allow you to come into contact with that have been sent to you, because you're going to be the person that's going to tell them God can make a way out of no way. You went through your heartache. You went through your trial. You went through your tribulation. You went through your testing period so that you can meet the person that's coming down the line and tell them, I know the Lord. You know the song? I know the Lord will make a way somehow. When beneath the cross I bow, there's a sweet relief in knowing that the Lord will make a way somehow. When you don't think you can make it, you can go back to that old song that we used to sing. Somehow, somehow, I've got to make the journey somehow. Satan is on my track trying to turn me back, but I've got to make the journey. My Bashir and Abose, I've got to make it. I've got to make the journey somehow. That's why I said I love them old songs. My Bashir, hey, I love them because they got me through my crisis point. They got me through the heartaches. They got me through the trials. They got me through the tribulations. They were the things that helped me to get over. My God, when the enemy came, blood, God raised a song in my spirit that told me I can make it. Told me I can make it. I remember a song that they said, you can make it. You can make it. That trial you're going through, God's going to help you to make it through. You can make it. You can make it. I don't care what's going wrong. God's not going to let it last too long. You can make it. Oh, I tell you, I sing them songs. I sing them songs to myself. No, I ain't got the greatest voice, but I know how to make but the Bible said I didn't have to have one. He told me to make a joyful noise, and if I can make a noise, I sing whatever way I want to sing, but I know the song. That's deep down in my soul.
Yes, Lord.
Make it. I can make it. I can make it. I can make it. But the old song said, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all my fears are gone. Because he lives. I hear the Lord just dropping things in my spirit right now, just dropping, but I got to close it out, but just dropping different things in my spirit. When I hear those old songs of Zion, I just get happy because they are the things that brought me through. They are the things that brought me through. I can remember being disturbed over some things, but God will just let a song into your spirit.
I'm a witness.
Help you to make it through that trial and through that tribulation. I remember one time I was going through a situation I can't remember his name right now, but he would just come on and he would sing different songs, and the Lord would just bless me through hearing. You got to learn how to show your scars. Don't be afraid to tell people where you came from. Don't be afraid to tell people what the Lord has done for you. You see, you want to be a living testimony. In closing, Lazarus was a living testimony. Lazarus didn't have to open his mouth. All Lazarus had to do was show up, and everybody knew who Jesus was. Everybody knew who Lazarus was, and everybody knew what Jesus had done through him. He was a living testimony. We used to sing that song, I'm a living testimony. I should have been dead and gone, but Lord, you let me live on. I'm a living testimony. I thank the Lord.
Yes, I'm still.
I can sing that song. I can sing that song. I thank the Lord. I'm a living testimony. And that's what you want to be. When you walk in a room, the light of God ought to be shining so brightly through you till when you walk in the room, folk get nervous. When you walk into the room, you are the light of God. You ought to be shedding some type of light in there that the enemy would get nervous because you stepped into the room. I've seen it happen. I was in San Francisco going to a meeting and one of my friends from college had given a dinner party for me and the people that were there, you know, they had drinks and whatever. I wasn't drinking or whatever, but the people had drinks. They were laughing and they were joking and having a lot of fun. And I was just being me, quiet and cool. And this lady came over to me and she said to me, "Can I ask you a question?" I said, "Yes." She said, "What do you do?" And I said, "Well, I work for a law firm." She said, "But there's something different about you. I know the party was given for you, but you're not like everybody here. There's something emanating from you, and I can't put my fingers on it, but you're not part of this group. Even though you went to school with them, you're not part of it. Why are you in San Francisco?" I said, "Well, I came for a meeting." I wouldn't tell her I came for the Kojic meeting. I just said, "I came for a meeting." And she said, "What meeting?" She wouldn't let it go. Finally, I turned around and said, "Well, I'm here for the Kojic convention." She said, "I knew it. That's it." She said, "You're a minister, aren't you?" I said, "How would you know that?" She said, "Baby, I can see it all in you. I can see." She said, "Even though there's darkness in this room, you are the light. You are God's light in the room." She said, "Did you notice why some people walked away from you?" She said, "You're the light." And then there were some people that were drawn to you, and you had an opportunity to talk to them about God. She said, "You are a living witness, and that's what you want to be." Father, I thank you, praise you, and I honor you. And I ask you to look on your people tonight. They got some scars. They don't want to talk about them, but they got some scars. And you helped them to get through. You helped them to make it through, God. Help them to be real to other folk. Help them to let other people know that they're real, everyday people. They're just as real as they are. They go through the same issues, the same problems, the same hurts, the same pains. They've been there. That's why you said, been there can tell going there how to get there. I've been there, brother. Lord, I thank you. So since you're going there, I can tell you how to get there. Lord, help them to be the witness that you want them to be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, I'm finished.
Amen. Praise the Lord on tonight. Overseer Jackson, you did it again. I tell you, you definitely let the Lord use you as you always does on this platform on tonight, sharing his word. We're scarred for a purpose. We are scarred for a reason. We are to be that light that sits on the hill that people can see Jesus in us everywhere we go. So we thank you for that word. I know that I was blessed by it. And I am going to open up the phone lines, which I've just done. I've just opened up the phone lines for those that have dialed in. They may have a question for you pertaining to tonight's message, or if they just want to give you words of encouragement, they would have an opportunity to do so. But before we do that, I do know that we do have a lot of people that do dial in, but sometimes they don't say anything, but we just thank God for them dialing in anyway and receiving the blessings from the Lord through his word, through whatever vessel he has used or chosen for this night. Whether it's on Thursday night or Saturday night, we know that a word is coming from the Lord to bless his people. So, Overseer Jackson, once again, I thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to deliver this most needed word for such a time as this. So right now, the phone lines are open for those of you that have dialed in and want to give Overseer Jackson words of encouragement to let him know that you received this word on tonight, or if you have a question for him, the phone lines are open now. Praise the Lord. Anyone? Hello?
Brother Jackson, thank you. Thank you for that powerful prayer and that message tonight. God bless you. God bless you and keep up the good work.
Thank you, sweetie. Be encouraged.
Amen.
Thank you. God bless
Amen.
You.
Amen. Jack, praise the Lord. Anyone else?
This is, this
go ahead,
Deacon Cox. I'm a sinner. And the reason I say that is because you just encouraged me and all the people that's listening to start a support group. We got support groups for everything, for people who've been left on the curb, mothers against drunk driving. But why not just get a support group for those people so that we can show those scars? Because those scars are just letting us know and letting people know that at one time in our life we were wounded, but guess what? I'm on the mend. And I thank you for that word.
Brother, you just gave me a message. I'm on the mend. I'm a priest. That I'm on the mend. I like
that.
Listen, I want to say this to you. You already have a support group. It's called church.
All right.
You need to find a good church and get involved. You said you're a sinner. We are all sinners, but you have to understand something. Jesus said, though your sins be as scarlet, they can be washed and white as snow. He said, all you've got to do is make sure that you have a relationship with me. And you get that relationship by saying, Lord, forgive me of my transgressions. Forgive me of my sins. I know I've sinned, but forgive me of my sins and wash me in your blood. The fact that you died for me. I'm accepting you as my personal Savior, and God will welcome you into the household of faith. And you know what? He'll lead you to the right people. All you got to do, you can hook up with, you can ask myself or some other people or whatever where to go, and God will tell us to show you a place to get to. But you got a support group in the church. You got to find one.
Amen. Oh, I know that. I'm just using myself as an indication because there's a lot of people that don't want to admit that they're sinners.
Yeah.
You know, as I say, we got support groups of Alcoholics Anonymous for Mothers Against Drunk Driving and everything. And you're right, that support group is there, and there's so many of them, you can't miss them. So I thank you for that. Thank you for the encouragement.
All right, brother.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Anyone else? The phone lines are still open. Praise the Lord. Okay, I just wanted to make sure that I give everybody an opportunity that have dialed in. Like I said, some people do dial in, but they don't say anything, but we still thank God for you for dialing in and being blessed and encouraged by God's word. So on that note, we're going to give it a close out for tonight. And I thank you, Overseer Jackson. I like what you said, like from the movie, said you can't handle the truth. Some people cannot handle the truth about what Jesus has done in our lives. And he said, marvel not. You know, he's not, like you said about the marbles, there's a difference between marbles that me and my brothers used to shoot marbles on the ground when we were little boys, the little round balls that we used to shoot them with our thumb, and marbles, that's the difference between marbles and marvel. So I like how you broke that down and made the distinction between the difference. And then I said, I like how you said, as Christians, sometimes we need to be transparent, but then we have to know where to draw the line when we're being transparent, because we can't tell all of our business, because some people will use that against us. And I'm a witness, they will. So God give us a discernment, discerning spirit. Those that belong to him, he will give us a discerning spirit to know who to speak to and exactly what to say to them, that in the end that he will get the glory. That's what it's all about, God being glorified through our lives. So we should never be afraid or ashamed to be a witness for the Lord. And let somebody know what God has done for us. He has no respect of persons. Just like he did it for us, he can do the same thing for them if they just only believe and open their mouth and ask. He said, you have not because you ask not.
Ask not.
So but on that note, we're going to close out in prayer. Once again, Overseer Jackson, I look forward to you being again on this platform once again on next month. I will get with you and let you know what dates that I have open and available for you to come back and share another word from the Lord. You are a true inspiration to me and all those that tunes in. Be blessed by what God is saying through you. You are truly a vessel, an anointed, appointed vessel that is not afraid to be ashamed or ashamed to be a witness for the Lord. So you continue to be the man of God that he has called, anointed, and appointed for you to be for such a time as this. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come, your children, thanking you for who you are. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your Son, Jesus the Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King. We thank you that he is the living word. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that your word will never go out void. It's always going to accomplish everything that you set out for it to do. And we thank you for everyone that faithfully dials in to this worldwide platform, whether they say anything when the lines are open or not. We thank you for each one of them and all those that comes in through social media platforms around the world. We thank you for each one of them. We pray, Lord, that they will all never be afraid or ashamed to be a witness for you and be a blessing to someone, an encourager in your word to someone, that someone's life will be brightened, that are going through hard times and trials and tribulations and don't know which way to go. There's an old song that says, I'm standing here wondering which way to go. So help us to be that light. Let them know that they can always look up to the hills from which comes their help, for all of our help comes from you. So we thank you for who you are. We bless your name because you're truly worthy of our praise. We don't deserve it, but we thank you for it. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that still works, and we know that it will never lose its power. So we just thank you, Heavenly Father, for being God all by yourself. You are always in control, no matter what it looks like. So continue to bless the people of Florida, all up and down the East Coast line, where the hurricanes and the heavy rains and the floods are occurring, even on tonight. Continue to bless them, be with them, and send them what they need. And all those that are in Puerto Rico that have been affected by these hurricanes and floods, and all those that are on the West Coast dealing with the wildfires, we just know that you are still in control. So have your way, send them the help that they need, that they will always look to you and know that it was you who have sent them the help that they need, and that they know that it was you and not just man, but we're just the vessels that you're using to be a blessing to them. So have your way in every situation. Continue to bless those that are sick and afflicted. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can in the name of Jesus, and continue to comfort and strengthen the bereaved all over the land, that you get the glory is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Continue to bless your man of God, Overseer Joseph E. Jackson. You know what he stands in need of, even though he may not say it out of his mouth, but you know what he may not say it to us, but we know that you have he have a personal relationship with you, just like those that are saved in Jesus' name. So bless him and give him the desires of his heart. It will continue to give you glory, honor, and praise is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, as I always say, remember that I love you, but guess what? God loves you even more. More than you can imagine, ask, or think that how much God loves us. And I just thank God for that. He said, greater love than no man has than this, that they would lay down their lives for their friends. And Jesus is our perfect example. Thank you, Jesus, for what you have done for us. So right now we're going to close out with Pray For Me on tonight. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.